Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I have the privilege of praying you through the Bible verse by verse. We're kind of a third of the way through Jeremiah 51, and tomorrow we'll finish it. Today is verses 24 through 40, and this is what it says in the World English Bible. I will render to Babylon and to all the inhabitants of Chaldea all their evil that they have done in Zion in your sight, says Yahweh. Behold, I am against you, destroying mountains, says Yahweh, which destroys all the earth. I will stretch out my hand on you, roll you down from the rocks, and I will make you a burned mountain. They won't take a cornerstone from you, nor a stone for the foundations, but you will be desolate forever, says Yahweh. Set up a standard in the land, blow the trumpet among the nations, prepare the nations against her, call together against her the kingdoms of Ararat, Mini, and Ashkenaz. Appoint a marshal against her, cause the horses to come up as the rough cankerworm. Prepare against her the nations, the kings of the Medes, its governors, and all the deputies, and all the land of their dominion. The land trembles and is in pain, for the purpose of Yahweh against Babylon stand, to make the land of Babylon a desolation without inhabitant. The mighty men of Babylon have stopped fighting. They remain in their strongholds. Their might has failed. They have become as women. Her dwelling places are set on fire. Her bars are broken. One runner will meet another, and one messenger to meet another, to show the king of Babylon that his city is taken on every quarter. So the passages are seized. They have burned the reeds with fire. The men of war are frightened. For Yahweh of armies, God of Israel, says, the daughter of Babylon is like a threshing floor at the time when it is trodden. Yet a little while, and the time of the harvest comes for her. Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, has devoured me. He has crushed me. He has made me an empty vessel. He has, like a monster, swallowed me up. He has filled his mouth with my delicacies. He has cast me out. May the violence done to me and to my flesh be on Babylon, the inhabitant of Zion will say, and may my blood be on the inhabitants of the Chaldee, will Jerusalem say. Therefore, Yahweh says, behold, I will plead your cause and take vengeance for you. I will dry up her sea and make her fountain dry. Babylon will become heaps, a dwelling place for jackals, an astonishment and a hissing without inhabitant. They will roar together like young lions. They will growl as lions' cubs. When they are heated, I will make their feast, and I will make them drunk, that they may rejoice and sleep a perpetual sleep and not wake up, says Yahweh. I will bring them down like lambs to the slaughter, like rams with male goats. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, hearing these judgments, it's hard. It's so hard. But I also understand the whole history of Israel, that when they were taken into captivity, it was not a walk in the park. And you used because their sin was so great, because they had turned away from you and become like a prostitute with other nations and idols and gods, you allowed the might of Babylon to take them over and to take them into captivity. But then as that captivity wore on, your judgment came back around to the ones who captivated. And Lord, it just shows that we can be a follower of you or not a follower of you, but you see all deeds of all people and you will judge fairly and justly. I'm grateful for that. It's a hard thing to think about, but it is amazing. And it also causes me to tremble before you. Lord, I pray for my friend. I'm switching gears a little bit, but I'm praying for my friend who is economically insecure and worried about paying their next bill. I pray, Lord, that if there are people oppressing them, that you would see and take mercy, take heart, and take action. Lord, I pray for provision in surprising ways that come from the left or the right or the above or beyond or something that's unexpected. Lord, I pray your provision. You do own the cattle on 1,000 hills. And Lord, I pray for the person that is battling mental health right now, maybe in the area of depression or suicidal ideation or bipolar disorder and all the things that that our society is going through right now on a large scale. Lord, I pray for my friend that's battling that you would give them really great insight, really good friends, great counselors, good physicians, and there would be a plan of the way through the darkness onto the other side. Would you be the lifter of their head today? Would you hold them and carry them? And maybe it's not that they have that issue, but they have a friend or a family member who's walking through that, and they're in agony because their friend or their family member's in agony. Would you carry them? You promise that your yoke is easy, your burden is light. And so many times, Lord, we take on a burden that we're not supposed to take on. We can have empathy, of course, but it's not ours to be God to everybody. So Lord, we'll let you be God in those situations, and we pray desperately that you would rescue our friends or rescue us from the pain we're walking through. We love you and we worship you, and we're grateful that you see everything. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to support the podcast, you can rate it wherever you're listening to this. That will help, or write a little review, 2 to 3 sentences. Also, some of you may not know that I have a Pray Every Day app. It's absolutely free. You can get it on iTunes or Google Play. And not only will you easily be able to listen to the podcast from the app, and it's a lot more reliable than other places, you will also get a free written devotional, 365 written devotionals. So like when you're standing in line at the grocery store, you can have something to read that's encouraging rather than the things around you. So anyway, yeah, the Pray Every Day app, it's on iTunes and Google Play.